Well, very late evening, although it's just beginning to be morning. It's just started to get a little bit lighter. It's 4 o'clock or thereabouts. I've had a night off coding tonight, but I've been doing a lot of reading and just browsing whilst watching a bit of telly, chilling out with Claude and Poppy, and really having a nice relaxing evening. Had a Chinese takeaway. Yeah, lovely. So it was kind of good to stop thinking. I'm having to stop myself getting ahead of myself with LoveFresh because there's really no reason to do anything other than develop the basic app, release it, get people using it, have a basic website up with support and personal feedback, and generally respond to how people start using the app with incremental development. That's the plan. The basic app is almost there. We've got some geolocation stuff to sort, obviously, with it being a location-based app. That's pretty important. We've got some integration with Audioboo to sort. But even the integration with Audioboo can kind of wait till an iteration within a week or two of the first release. The alpha release in particular will be a web app. We're not going to port to the various platforms we want to support until we've got the base alpha running nice and smoothly. Poppy? I think there's a car coming down the road. Come on, Pops. Come on, darling. Good girl. Stay behind the gate. Probably not, but I don't want to be absent-mindedly audio-booing when Poppy gets the car coming towards her. Yeah, and I think the real thing for me is just to know that there's going to be lots of work to do once we launch the app. I've been styling, and well, I've been building the support forum and styling it. A fair bit of work to do yet, but most of the building's done. It's just the styling now. Really happy with it. It's really nice and simple. Really nice and easy to understand. And hopefully really quick as well. So people won't get frustrated with it and they'll be able to get their answers quickly when they visit. The thing now is really sort of, I've got a hell of a lot of belief in what we're doing, but, you know, it's a big change, starting a new career. Been ill, obviously recovered from that, or recovering all the time, and you know, it's a lot going on, or a lot kind of in my head, and yet I am aware that you know, I need to keep a certain philosophy about work from now on in life. 15 years in the city, very stressful, nervous breakdowns, etc. They teach you a certain importance of keeping mentally healthy, and certainly I'm a lot better now at spotting when I'm kind of thinking in unhealthy patterns. It's usually obsessive behaviour with me. And, just simple things like coding, I take regular breaks and stuff. But yeah, what I really want to be doing is having the app on my phone and going out to local food producers, local food sellers, and documenting what they sell, and tasting it, and posting reviews, posting media, generally showing people by example how LoveFresh is intended to work. And hopefully it's a very simple concept anyway that anyone could understand when they first load it up on their phone or browse to the website. Once I've put some descriptions up, I've kept it ambiguous for good reasons, in that I didn't want to start building expectations with lots and lots of information and then release an incomplete alpha. you know, I don't want people's expectations to be too high. On the other hand, you know, I can't see anything like it in the market. I can't see that people will dislike it. I just obviously don't know until we launch whether how regularly people will get the urge to love fresh. Because without that, it doesn't work quite so well. Obviously, you need people checking in. You need people praising the local cheese producer or the great meat you can get from such and such a deli that's only produced 5 miles away on the farm, or whatever. All of that stuff. Even restaurants that serve a good local produce. You know, I'll be putting kind of keeping it to the community to decide what they consider worthy of checking. Obviously, our guidelines is our fresh, local, and organic food, if possible. But the organic argument is complex. And personally, where meat's concerned, I'm happier that it's free range. 90% of me is satisfied by that, and 10% is a bonus if it's organic. But being pragmatic about the whole world food situation and the UK food situation, there are some realities with feeds, for example, that make organic just so cost ineffective that it's hard for farmers to justify doing it in the current food cycle and food marketplace. Chicken eggs are a great example of that. Free-range eggs now are, a great egg to buy when you consider that organic eggs have to be fed organic feed, and most of the fields in the corn producing areas of the UK are now GM thanks to Monsanto. So organic feed is expensive, which makes the egg basically a non-profit item for most farmers if they go that route. It's something I hope Love Fresh will address, in that there's no reason anyone can't keep a chicken. You don't need a lot of space. But, you know, hopefully more people will start keeping chickens. And they will tell people on Love Fresh about it. And people on Love Fresh will buy their eggs. I just fancied doing a boo, really. Where else am I up to? I'm kind of trying to... My intention was to keep more of a diary, but I currently keep feeling a bit self-conscious about audio booing, because I've gone from 2 years worth of mental health booze and all of that stuff, and now I'm starting Love Fresh. I'm kind of not wanting to scare new people who don't know all of my background off by talking about too personal stuff. That's on a conscious, subconscious level. On a conscious level, I consciously don't want to hide the truth of my life, so I'm happy for anyone to know that I've had 2 mental breakdowns and have suffered depression and all of the things that I've documented, as long as they're not going to judge me on it, because I'm hoping to make it a success of something I feel quite passionate about. So I've just sent a letter of reference to my friend in South Korea who's about to come back to the UK. He's been out teaching English with his wife, and he's coming back. He's a qualified, well, he's got a degree in design and typography, and he's coming back to England just at the time when we need an art director for Love Fresh. Okay with basic graphic design, but I appreciate the art that is good quality graphic design, and you know, no amount of self-teaching on my part is going to compete with a skilled typographer like my friend Matt. So I've sent him a reference letter for intention to employ at Love Fresh, and really excited by the prospect, because pretty much the first 5 or 6 roles that we've got Love Fresh, I've got good friends who would be ideal in them and would hopefully find them very fulfilling roles. So, you know, it could be an ideal situation where people that I've met through running my game community over the years come to a point where they'll be happy to join us at Love Fresh, and whether that's on an equity basis or on a salary basis, that will all depend on how our funding goes eventually. But It's very exciting. It covers art direction, hacking, general web design and system administration, network administration, and scale servers. So yeah, it's all looking good. It's all very exciting, but it's definitely at the moment not got enough momentum. Well, it's got plenty of momentum. It doesn't need any more momentum, but it's got not got enough momentum to justify me working false amounts of hours, i.e. sitting there doing things that I don't really need doing. So I'm kind of trying to keep chilled till I don't have to be. So I'm walking around the garden. My hips just started really hurting. Walking in circles, probably. Anyway, endless gibber. Almost feel like the point of this beer is over because I've gibbered, and there's no point of uploading it. On that basis, got it off my chest. But just in case anyone's listening, I probably will. Yeah, it's funny. Just I do feel less able to ramble when I'm not just spilling things that were relevant to recovering from my mental health, because feels a bit more like a broadcast. It's not meant to be, it's just thoughts, but I've never really thought of audio being as broadcasting before. Not in that way. So I guess I'll just have to stop feeling so paranoid and self-conscious and carry on just talking naturally. Anyway, have a good Sunday, and hopefully Love Fresh Alpha out soon. Hope you'll all try it, hope you'll all like it. Hope you'll find it so simple you keep using it. So, yeah, that's my hopes. Night night, or good morning.